Welcome to the AI on Action podcast, the show where we break down the hype and highlight the practical benefits of data science, machine learning, and artificial intelligence on our everyday lives. To subscribe to the podcast, check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, and any Android podcast of choice. Today's guest is Alyosha Smolchich. Alyosha is an SFI research professor of creative technologies at Trinity College Dublin, and he's also a co-founder of Vologrames, a technology startup on a mission to bring reality capture closer to everybody. Alyosha, very welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Alyosha, for people who don't know you, can you give us a little bit of a background about yourself and maybe tell us about some of the time that you've actually spent in working in companies such as Disney and up to what you're doing now in Trinity College Dublin, and also what's it like to co-found Vologrames?
Yeah, I mean, all that you mentioned is kind of in a tradition and succession. So I am originally from Germany. I grew up in Berlin and started my career there after getting my PhD from Aachen University. I started as a scientific project manager at the Fraunhofer Society, the Fraunhofer Heinrich Hertz Institute, doing research on the computer vision, computer graphics, with a very strong focus on immersive technologies. So that's already back then in 2001 to 2009-ish, I was working there. So stereoscopic 3D and augmented reality, virtual reality are things that I've been doing since more than 15 years there. And then in 2009, I joined Disney Research. They founded a new lab, a research lab in Zurich that I found very exciting to go there. Closely associated also with ETH, one of the leading universities in the world, so the top university on the continent. And there I was responsible for a research group, again, in visual computing, processing of visual data from capture to display, and again with a very strong focus on everything around immersive visualization. So also things like visual effects and animation, but mostly it was about augmented reality, virtual reality. Stereoscopic 3D was a big hype back at that time, so I've done a lot of research, publications around stereo 3D, but that's now basically overcome, some might say, and now AR and VR is the focus. And then I came to Trinity College, so I got the opportunity to come back to academia to get a very attractive position here as a research professor, SFI research professor of creative technologies, where I got the nice funding from the Science Foundation of Ireland that allows me now to run a lab with over 20 researchers for over 5 years, where I can do this research that I have been doing all the time, but now on a real scale and with all the academic freedom that I get here. And in this project, I'm continuing a lot of the research I've been doing all the time. So again, VR, AR, immersive visualization, immersive storytelling, that is among the core aspects that we are doing.
And before we get on to Vologrames and some of the work that you're doing, I'm sitting in Alyosha's office and we're looking out onto the IFSSC, and you can't but notice to see all the patents that you have collected from your time in Disney. How many would you say are in this office now? It's probably close to 20, would there be?
Yeah, I think you see a couple of those trophies that you get if you are a Disney employee and submit a patent application. I think I filed around 35 during the time at Disney. And that has a lot to do with the specific setting of Disney research, which on the one hand does research on the highest academic levels, so going for the top conferences and making research that that would be accepted at these venues, so the top research. But at the same time, there's always in each of these projects, we told it kind of a Disney story involved. So it has to be on a topic that makes some sense for one of the Disney business units, so that answers some of the technology needs of the studios, the theme parks, the television stations that are in there. So whenever you wanted to publish a paper, you also had to submit a patent disclosure. And that's why there's a strong correlation between patents and publications from my time at Disney.
It is extremely impressive, though, to look around and to see all the different innovations that you've been involved in. So tell us a little bit about Vologrames and what exactly is a Vologram, and tell us about some of the kind of applications that it can have.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that I've been doing really since more than 15 years. It's a kind of novel type of visual media that allows you the same functionalities that we know from computer graphics, where we have virtual environments where we can freely move around and look around and take any viewpoint and any viewing direction. Right? So the things that we know from computer games where we can walk through them. And the idea around that is also often referred as free viewpoint video, so providing the same functionality but within real-world environments. So setting up cameras, capturing static and dynamic parts of the environment, reconstructing a three-dimensional representation, and then being able to visualize them in VR, in AR, on mobile devices, and explore these scenes as if it would be virtual reality. But it's not, it's a real environment. So this is something that I've been doing. I have first papers that were in 2003 to 2004, where the foundations of such technologies were laid, and I continued that in all my time at Fraunhofer and at Disney. And of course, again, here at Trinity College, that was one of my main areas. And now it reached a status where, on one hand, the technology is very mature, and on the other hand, also the application scenarios are emerging in the form of VR and AR. So we see a lot of activity in this area, not only from our own company and university research, but there's a couple of other competitors in the field who are providing such things. One of them is, for instance, Microsoft or 8i. You know, they all have different services and technology available. And many of us know the Princess Leia example from Star Wars, where Princess Leia asks Obi-Wan Kenobi for help and appears as something which they call a hologram there. And this is why many people in the field also call this type of visualization holograms, a term that we don't use because it stands something for something else in physics. It's an interference pattern of electromagnetic fields. That's not what we have here. It is something that you can think of three-dimensional or volumetric video. So one term that we like more is volumetric video. But of course, in playing with the term of a hologram, we call them volograms. And that was then also when we decided to found our startup, where we just found that would be a cool name for the company, so it's now called Volograms.
So we've got audiovisual, VR, volumetric video. Where does the AI come into this, and how does this kind of add value to us?
Well, a lot of the processes that we use for the 3D reconstruction, for the generation of this type of data, uses deep learning approaches. So there is AI involved to take the images from the cameras and to reconstruct the three-dimensional shape out of it. So we put a lot of knowledge into computer vision processes like matting, segmentation, calibration, 3D reconstruction, where we use 3D models of human shapes to finally get this visualization done. So the core of the AI so far is in the reconstruction of the models. Once you have the models, and that's maybe something that may be something more for the longer term, once you have them, you may also want to interact with them. And in these AI, AR, VR visualizations, they should also be intelligent and react to what the viewer is doing. This is not something that we do so far, but that's certainly something on the research agenda, to get them be something like intelligent agents and have them make them speak and react. And that would then require sophisticated artificial intelligence in terms of virtual humans. So to couple our research to this body of other research to make those volograms intelligent.
Yeah, so the virtual humans is really, really interesting for me. I'm also thinking about that, the applications for good. So let's say there was some natural disaster, you could have this hologram come and give a lot of information, explanation to people in terms of what to do next, this is what we need to do, or maybe you needed an architect or somebody to build a well in a third world country, that person could go in and give the directions and talk through step by step. I had the opportunity of trying on the system the last couple of weeks, and I was in a theater style environment where it was, I'm not sure what the play was. Was it Samuel Beckett's play. So you're getting it from all different angles. I'm not articulate enough to actually explain what I had, but it was really immersive. And then you also had the opportunity to be on a football pitch with the football stars and see their every movement and their interaction and engagement. And then on Snapchat, you can superimpose somebody else in doing some keepy uppies. So it's really down to somebody's imagination how you can apply and add value to this medium and keep people just excited and educated in a variety of different ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, if you mentioned these applications, in our own research, we looked at when we started it here in vSense in our lab at Trinity College, we saw what other competitors are doing, and most of them are targeting this problem from the high end. So building studios with hundreds of cameras and lots of light, so installations that would cost millions, and that would then also cost you like 30,000 pounds per day to make a shooting there. So we wanted to do something that would make this affordable, make this available to everyone. So we started the research deliberately with, let's see if we can do that with a couple of mobile phones. And we went out here into our, and another drawback of these other approaches is that they could only work in studios, right? So we went out with a couple of handheld mobile phones and captured a performance of one of our colleagues dancing. And our algorithms are able to also get decent quality volumograms from such content. And so that opens then application scenarios like the everyday user that creates content for his Snapchat filters or to put it up on Facebook. And these social media applications is something that we can address, which others cannot. So that's a differentiator to some extent. But on the other hand, our technology also scales up. So we can also do the high end, but we can go to the low end. And in that sense, what we do is a technology to create an asset. And once you have this asset, it can be integrated into different application scenarios. So AR visualization on high-end devices, or HoloLens, Magic Leap, and Dacry, to name them all. But also to have the same content visualized in Snapchat, on Facebook, on mobile phones, and play around with that.
And that's where the real innovation is people just trialing it out, trying different things. I'm guessing that you probably had some ideas in one way, and then so many different people's usage has probably changed the game, and you got a million different ideas and potential in another way. And by giving it to people who are in arts, who are very creative, that probably adds extra level of complexity. It's very, very exciting. So the potential starts to become huge.
Yeah, so that's another aspect of our project here at Trinity College, of the SFI funded program, where we really want to get together with creatives, with artists early on in our research, and try out the technologies in real use case scenarios with them. So early on, while the technology is still developed, also to talk about creative and artistic formats. So that's exactly what happened with the virtual play, which was a reinterpretation of Samuel Beckett's text for virtual reality, which we did together with the School of Drama of Trinity College. And that, and the success that we got there, so we got an arts award and a lot of recognition in arts on the creative side as well as on the technology side, also encourages us to do many more of those. So we had one project with the Trinity Library where we had someone dressed up as Jonathan Swift that you can meet in VR and AR. Currently we are exploring with the School of Music of Trinity College an adaptation of an opera. So someone is composing some pieces of opera. You can go inside the opera. We are looking at theatrical type of experiences. So this use cases of on the creative side and exploring new formats is something that we on the university side are going to carry on with these things. While volograms on the commercial side, they are going to look after where you can commercialize these things. So sports content is one idea, but education is another one. On the business side, you mentioned instructions, all of these things.
How can people find out a little bit more about what the great work you're doing in SFI and Volograms?
I mean, we are maintaining web pages where we put up all our things and document them. So from the scientific side, the academic side, the vSense webpage at Trinity College is having all the information that is needed. We have nice videos and the trailers and contact information and all of that. And on the commercial side, Volograms equally has their own sites, and they have all the material up there and the contact details if people are, for instance, interested in producing such content, because that's their business. So people can come there and define some project with them that they could then carry out.
So we're going to put some of the details and links on the website, so you'll be able to click on and then go on to the website from there. You're listening to the AI in Action podcast, and I've been interviewing Alyosha Smolchik, who is an SFI professor of creative technologies at Trinity College and also co-founder of a company called Volograms. Alyosha, thank you very much for your time today. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all for the episode of AI in Action. Hope you really enjoyed it. If you'd like to stay updated with all the latest podcasts, please head over to the website www.aiinaction.ie and subscribe to our newsletter to get the podcast delivered straight to your inbox. Finally, I'd like to take the time to let you know about the AI Awards, which will take place at the Gibson Hotel on Thursday the 22nd of November. The AI Awards is a not-for-profit, community-led initiative that was set up to celebrate the best of AI and data science in Ireland. It focuses to support the AI community by recognising the hard work and dedication of those working in the field of AI, data science and machine learning. It's a fantastic opportunity to showcase your work and skills to the AI community on the island of Ireland, and also help raise the profile of Ireland as a destination for AI investment. If you're interested in finding out more, go to www.aiawards.ie/tickets. See you soon.